Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Couples TV Show with Greg and Cheryl Clark. You have made a great choice. Now sit back, take notes, and expect your relationship to transform today. Now join me in welcoming your hosts, Greg and Cheryl Clark.
Well, welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome to the Monday edition of the Couples TV Show. As always, this is your man, Gregory Clark. And it's a pleasure to spend some time with you. It's been a very productive day, very productive week since last week. And without further ado, it's my pleasure and honor to present and introduce to others the one, the only, the vivacious, Cheryl, my big booty Clark.
Okay. Get a lap off the end. Hello, everybody.
And it's Clark. Why would I leave off the end?
Miss Clark, it's fine. Mrs. Clark, it's great. Thank you so much, everybody, for joining us on this Monday night for our edition of the Couples TV Show, like Gregory said. And we are happy that you're with us, and we know that you're going to be blessed tonight, right?
Yes, and it's always a pleasure for us, to have you join us. And, of course, the call-in number is 347-996-3160. Again, 347-996-3160. And Cheryl, how can they reach us on Facebook?
Well, they can go to Gregory Clark, Gregory and Cheryl Clark at Facebook.com. Well, Gregory, you can give the hands if that
makes sense. No, you're good.
Okay.
How's the other way they can reach us on Facebook?
Well, I think that's it. They can reach Cheryl Clark or Gregory Clark. They could just put our names in and they could reach us by there, or it's a Couples TV Show.
Very good. My wife gave all the handles out, and that was excellent. And also, you can connect with us on Twitter by our handle, Greg Cheryl Clark, without the E, and it's one long word, Greg Cheryl Clark.
Wow.
So, without further ado, we've been having a tremendous time. Certain great things is happening in our lives personally and for our children and those amongst us, and it's, you know, before we jump into today's topic, and again, you can call us at 347-996-3160 to be a part of the discussion. One of the things that occurred today was one of our children happened to get an opportunity to, you know, they started their process of college, and you know, that entails of now we have another one that's preparing to get out the nest and start to pursue the attributes towards adulthood, and that's what college is about. Cheryl, how do you want to express yourself in reference to, you know, as we're now going to have our second child going to college?
Yeah, as you said that, it's a bittersweet moment. You see the fruit of your labor as parents, and your child going, this is our son now, our daughter went last year. So when the kids are leaving we still have four more left here. But I will say that by our children now going to be in manhood and womanhood as they step into that, the reins of now going from being a boy and becoming a young man has really been a real journey. And I'm proud to say that we're very proud of him because all of the efforts that he did, I wanted to say that he went after this. And we teach our children, if you want something good, bad enough, if you work hard enough, if you visualize yourself into doing it, It is, and it can be possible. And the thing is, there is no limit. I think we should always have our children to think, and to visualize big, because you never know what's at the end of the tunnel for them, and what can be afforded to them. And this looks like we don't even have to pay a dime for him. So we're excited for him, and we're excited for the family, because once a child goes, and it's the name of the family. So once they go up, and you go up, once the family, then the children look at him, He has younger siblings looking at him. So, and it's a journey that we are. I know that I'm really enjoying, and it's a pleasure to see. Greg?
Yes, and definitely, and that leads me into talking about, especially on our Facebook page at Gregory and Cheryl Clark on Facebook. Definitely, when you take the opportunity and the time, definitely go like that page. And I put something that was very interesting as one of my posts today. And simply the caption states, preparation is the key to success. And as my wife stated, it's not just what we have done for our child in reference to him being prepared at this particular moment, but we put the onus on them.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things that you have to understand, see, at too many times, we as parents could become the hindrance towards your child being successful by sometimes doing too much, giving too much, and, you know, just preparing everything out of the way, whereas it doesn't allow the child to start to grow in their resiliency and in their own individual growth. And one of the things that I love the fact, people would say, you know, my wife is someone who's at every PTA meeting, she's at every, you know, parent-teacher conference and things of that nature. But one of the things that my children and all of them have to understand is that, and she's a person who wishes nothing but the success for her child. But one of the things that I stepped in as I saw my wife doing all these great things, I'm the counterbalance to that. I understand about preparation and consultation and not even that, in the integration of us, you know, being there and letting us be seen, and we're very, you know, very adamant that we want our children to be successful. But I come from the standpoint of, as much as that we're there, we have to understand that it's their job. See, right now, they don't have to go out and, you know, fend for themselves or worry about, you know, how the lights are getting paid or, you know, how's food in the house or, you know, if certain things will be provided for. That is the responsibility of myself and Cheryl. So when I look at my son, and especially today, you know, have an opportunity to walk through the campus and experience, you know, that next level and the next steps in his development, I felt proud. And I was, you know, felt proud to see, you know, this young man that I used to have to chastise so wholeheartedly, who sometimes I still have to correct, but I can see that overall we did a pretty good job, regardless of how or what actually happens in the long run. But definitely, preparation is the key to success, and he has allowed himself to take those reins and to move forward. Do you have anything to add, Cheryl?
Yeah, I think you said it in a nutshell, so I don't have anything to really add to that.
No, from your own perspective.
Yeah, that's what I said. It's just to a point where there's something that we always deal with our children, and I think that if this is the first time you're listening to us on Blog Talk Radio, Greg and I shared six children in a home, four girls and two boys, and we sent our first daughter off to college last year, and this is our second, and the thing that we both had to understand is that for having that many children, we had to have some type of order in the home. And what was necessary is that we would have family meetings, and so we all understand that there was a standard that we had set for the children. So they already knew that if they talked about it from a very young age, that college wasn't an option, it was mandatory.
Mm-hmm.
So I think as parents, we need whatever it is that you need to do, and it's so important, especially for our community, the African-American community, is that we need to start having conversations of our expectations and raise our standards for our children. Because if we don't do that in our home, they know our expectations, what can they do if they don't have some type of path to look forward to if you're not giving them some type of expectation? So we put the standard of expectation in our children from very, very young. And then not only that, my husband and I did not finish our college education when we were younger because we had to work. We had different circumstances. We finished it in our college and in our adult years. But pursuing, where they're not going to college to get a job. They're going to college to pursue a career. They're going to college to better themselves. They know education is the way. They know that this is a situation where they now understand that this was not an option, but it was mandatory for them to go to college. It wasn't a suggestion. So this is something that we put in our children, and we stayed on them, and we encouraged them. We also did not criticize them when they couldn't do something. We say, listen, you have siblings here to help. We're here to help. We had them do like almost a buddy situation where they understand that this is a family. We are a family unit, and we operate as such. They may have their little fights and little arguments here and there, but the thing that we come down to is that we are a family, and we stick together. And there's opportunities. If we see someone is struggling, we are stepping in to help. Because everyone has something in them to be an asset to society when they get older. Greg?
Definitely. And one of the things that is so adamant of what Cheryl just stated is that as much as that we have laid a foundation, we've allowed them to take the run. We take the baton and run with it. And that's what parenting and parenthood is all about. It's not about just doing it for them. See, no one could do it for Cheryl, for her to go back and her to achieve the successes that she achieved individually. No one could do it for me as I went back and achieved certain successes for myself individually. But those individual successes are beneficial and parts of it. So as we look at our children and as we will continue to share, our children understand they are branches of our tree. So their parents have higher education expectations and they achieve them, then there's no less that we expect of you. I don't care if it takes you a little bit longer because you're different. All of our children are different. And as Cheryl stated, it's so true. You know, certain children, you know, actualize themselves in different ways, but that doesn't mean that they're still an aspect of me and they're still an aspect of their mother. So by us understanding that, and understanding the differences and not trying to put undue pressure on this one because this one is not like this one and that one is not like that one, it makes no sense. There's no level of competition. The only competition that they should have is technically with themselves to see how far and how far they can actually reach and achieve in their life. See, they may have been birthed out of Cheryl. Once Cheryl, they came out of Cheryl's birth canal, the breathing was on their own. The certain decisions that they make are on their own. When we tell them, you know, go make sure you prepare, and if they don't go prepare, that's not really on my wife. That's not really on me. Because especially if you're given the foundation, if you're given the space, if you're given the opportunity to be prepared. So one of the things that, you know, that we share and as we seek, and as we delineate when we think about it, and of course the telephone number is 347-996-3160, is that it's not about what we actually do for our children, but how they actually take what was taught to them and how they take the baton and run with it. And I have another quote that I would like to share. Maybe we can express this a little bit. It says, "You do not determine a man's," and I would like to put a woman's because, you know, without woman, they can't be a man. "You do not determine a man's greatness by his talent or wealth, as the world does, but what it takes to discourage them or discourage him." So that's an interesting quote to me because at times, especially in this day and age of people being, you know, anointed or told that they're great or, you know, people can upload something and become the next big thing. It's a tremendous opportunity to see how people can allow their talent to be shown or to be considered wealthy based on what other people are assuming. But even those particular roads that happen, you see that if it takes someone to discourage them or discourage the person from reaching those goals, that is the true determining factor for success. It's not necessarily about, you know, oh, I have this amount of money or I have these many things, so I'm here. It does not even look like that anymore. These days, it takes your resiliency, and that's why one of the words my son utilized today was resilient, which is so true, because technically he busted his behind, he worked hard, and he did what he had to do to allow himself to be at this point in this level of development, and that's what it's about. And I felt proud of that because it wasn't some, well, you know, mom made a call and daddy, you know, rubbed fingers with this one. No, he had to do the work. He could have been discouraged at any point. He could have taken the fact that, well, you know, I know my parents are always involved in my life, so, you know, they'll figure out something for me. No, this wasn't a situation that the parents were figuring out something for you. You have to figure out you. See, once you become these stages of development, it starts to move away from what mommy and daddy is doing for you, and it starts saying, okay, what am I doing for myself? So when you can see that you are not discourageable when it comes to attaining the levels of success that you wish for yourself, then your greatness will appear. Cheryl?
Yeah, I think that also with people, I don't want to be insensitive to someone who is has the mindset of being discouraged or discourageable, maybe no one ever told you that you were great. Maybe no one ever told you that you have something. Maybe no one ever told you that there is something in you that someone else needs. Now, I'm going to tell you a little something because I don't think that I am the smartest cookie in the bunch. But what I know what God gave me a form of communication that I speak. And I've always been a chatterbox since I was smaller. And the thing is, you got to see and tap into your child what they are about from when they are little. Go back to when you're between your 7th and 12th birthday. What was the thing that you used to love to do? What is that thing that you would do for no money? That's no one can discourage you about your dream in life. This is something that I know that I am called to do. I know that I am called to be an orator. I know that I am called to do the things that I have learned over the years and share them. Why? Because I know that I know that I know I gleam in that space. Now, if I go and say I'm going to go do someone's taxes, that is something that's out of my element. I have no desire to be a CPA. I have no desire to add up anyone's taxes. I have no desire to do anything when it comes down to numbers. Now, if I have to do it, I will do it because I've owned my own business for so many years. Don't get me wrong. I do know how to add. But this is not something that I was called to do on a basis to teach and help other people get to their next level in life. Because there are people out there that are super CPAs, that are super talented in that area. And I'm not picking on any profession, but it just popped in my head. I know that I'm a great therapist. I'm a great marriage and family therapist. I know that I'm a great communicator. And there's something that you have to tap into that you know that you know that you know that you have. And then when you have it, go and master it. Go and sit under someone and then go and read about it. Go and do it. And if you keep doing it, you get good at it. And then when you keep doing it again, you get better at it and gooder until you're great. So the thing is, if you know that you know that you know that you're called to do something, study it, master it, be good at it, be gooder at it, and then you'll be great at it. And then the thing is that you'll be a master in this place where you are, where you didn't think that you were able to have anything, Do you know that talking to people and motivating people is a gift?
Mm.
It's a gift. No one can discourage me from that. I was there. If you get discouraged by what people say, I was there. I was right there where you are. The point is, you have to know how to get yourself out of that, is center yourself with God. I believe in God, or you could believe in the universe, or whomever, Buddha, whomever you believe in, whatever you like, to yoga, whatever it is that you need to center yourself. And center yourself means to become one with whatever it is, to line up your body, your feelings, and your emotions, because once you get your emotions lined up with your physical being and your soul, you'll be able to tap into all three, and then you'll be able to not be discouraged anymore. Because all three of your spiritual bodies are lining up, your spirit, your inner man, your spiritual man, your physical body, and your emotions is lining up to open your eyes to see that your circumstances and the people around you, really, if they discourage you, really doesn't matter. It really doesn't matter, because you're doing what you're supposed to do, because there's going to be a shift that's going to happen in you once that happens. Because the discouraging aspect, let me just say this, negative and a positive does not remain in the same place. It cannot. A negative attitude and a positive attitude is not, it cannot grow. So you can't have a negative and positive attitude. You got to pick one. So the thing is, if you learn to get centered with you, learn to get centered and accept who you are, because that's another thing. When you learn to accept who you are, because we are imperfect people, learn to know that you are imperfect. However, what you possess as your gift is perfect enough to be that. To do that, to do good, to do gooder, to be great. Great.
Oh, my God. My wife was on a roll just now. Wow. I think she did another bow tie. And
I would like to say one thing. I would like to say this other thing. Don't spend time with people that discourage you.
Ooh.
Get out of the cesspool of discouragement. If you stay in the stream of people discouraging you, then you need to get out of there. There's one thing that I can say is that anything Greg wanted to do, I encouraged him to do that. I gave my feedback. I did whatever it is, and I saw if somebody wasn't for him, I would see it, because sometimes when you're close, you can't see. But the point is that when I was going to school, he was my biggest encourager. That's what you need. And I see too many times in a marriage that we're competing and not encouraging. And we could be discouraging by the things that we say. So it's time for you to get out of the cesspool of discouragement to people around you. If your friends, check your friends around you. Are they discouraging you or are they encouraging you? Because if they're discouraging you, then you need to find a new group of friends.
Mm.
And maybe they're not friends. And I tell my children very lightly, stop using that word friend so lightly. Because the point is that if they're a friend will have your back. My husband is my best friend.
On the road.
But the thing is that you need to understand that encouraging words is needful by people around you that mean you well. And the thing is, it wouldn't hurt you to be encouraging to someone else too. Because you like minds attract like minds.
Mm.
So if you want encouraging words, start encouraging people. You want to attract encouraging people, start encouraging those around you. That's how it happens for you. Because people, humans, we need people to connect with. And the one thing people need is to be encouraged, motivated, to move past what there has been in their lives, tragic, traumatic things, whatever's been happening. You can move past it. I did. And so you techniques you can learn to move past it. I was there. If you feel discouraged, you feel like you can't move, can I tell you that you can move? There's a part in you that is a resilient, my son, you said, a resilient part in you that you can move past your fear and go into the purpose where you're supposed to be. Correct?
Wow. Mm-mm-mm. I thought she had already prepared the Christmas gifts, you know, put the wrapped up the gift and put the bow on it, and all of a sudden she had to reopen the gift. And figured out there was something more than the gift. Whatever was in the gift box still needed some extra stuff to be put inside of it. And, wow. I mean, I commend my wife for what she shared so far. And that's one of the things that you should always understand about the Gregory and Cheryl Clark team. It's not about just Gregory, and it's not just about Cheryl. You see, I had to find my yang in order for me to be ying. So you have to find that counterpart that my wife does a lot of things that she does I don't necessarily do. But that's not a bad thing because she's her own individual. And there are a lot of things that I do that she doesn't do. And that's okay because I'm my own individual and she has her own particular aspects. So when you start to understand that you get from the thought pattern of superiority and trying to be superior and who's in charge now. I know people are all biblical about, you know, this one is supposed to be, you know, not supposed to be, you know, beholding her husband and all this other stuff. And, you know, some of that has some validity. But see, don't twist the words that you read just to benefit yourself. See, there's a reason why even in the Bible, since a lot of people use that as their particular theological tome, that when they say, you know, a woman is supposed to, you know, be the caretaker of the home, take care of her husband, this and the third, but you have to remember at that same time that husband has to be preparing something and doing something correct for that woman to be at that particular spot,
absolutely,
at that particular level.
Mm-hmm.
And if he's not,
mm-hmm,
then you have to also be man enough to understand that if you're abdicating your own position and you're not doing what you need to do, regardless of if you feel your wife is outshining you, then you have a problem. The problem is that you need to step up your game. She shouldn't have to belittle herself just to make you feel good so you can shine. You can sit amongst the elders in the place or whatever just to prove that I can sit. See, sometimes we can take theological thought and it becomes levels of manipulation where it becomes the detriment. And this still deals with preparation and our whole mindset of today's talk that we're having. Because that manipulation can be taken in so many forms and patterns, and it becomes very messy. Because then you have people would sit there and be like, wait a minute, this person's not really doing what they're supposed to do. But then we have to dig deeper. Now, what is he being told? Or what is she being told? And then as you dig deeper, you may not like, as they said, you know, you may not like what the rabbit hole actually is going to show you when you get to the bottom of it. Because it could be a little extra messy. But in order to be fully prepared for what you would like to do, especially within your relationship, with the people that you're orchestrating yourselves around, here's another good thought to ponder upon. The best preparation for tomorrow is the right use of today. I'm going to say it again. The best preparation for tomorrow is the right use of today. Now, think about that for a second. People do so many things with their time, those seconds that tick away, those minutes, those hours, those days, those weeks, those years, and you turn around and it's like, you haven't grown a bit, or you can see some, or as they would say at times, that there is an understanding when you outgrow certain people at one point of your past, and you're wondering why, like, wow, The same people I grew up with on the street that I was raised up in my old neighborhood. Most of those individuals, I mean, some I, you know, here and there, you know, keep in contact with. But to say at the same level that I was interacting with them when we were younger, no, I wasn't. Is that saying that these individuals were bad? No, they're just not really for this time and place at this particular moment. We all have individual paths to lead. And one of the things that sometimes becomes a detriment is that we try to hold on to the past. As my wife shared a couple of weeks ago, and you definitely need to hear, when she was talking about baggage, and people hold on to that baggage and the garbage, and it starts stinking, and you're holding on to it, and you're moving forward, and you're starting to smell okay, and the stench is getting off, and all of a sudden you go back and you pick up the garbage again. And I'm not saying that your friends from previous year or yesteryear are garbage. Please don't take it in that philosophical tone or reference. That's what I'm saying. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is, at times, we must always understand that we are ever evolving. And that comes from being prepared. And just because you had a great friend at this point of your particular development doesn't mean 10, 20, 15 years down the road, they'll necessarily be there. Some of them may still be there, and some may not. But that doesn't make that person good or bad or indifferent. It's just that you have evolved, and if they are evolving in the same particular vibration that you're evolving with, then there's a high probability you'll still be mingling. If you are not, then it's okay. You don't say, because sometimes people get caught up, oh, you don't hang out with us, you think you're this, you think you're that. Yes, I think highly of myself, and I'm going to continue to think highly of myself. And that's not saying that you don't think highly of yourself, but where I may be vibrant is may not necessarily where you wish to be vibrating. So it's not for you to be upset with me or me with you in reference to where we're vibrating at. And that vibration also always stems from how you're preparing yourself. The best preparation for whatever's to come is what you're doing right now. And if you have that inkling of an understanding, you will be much better for it, going for it. Cheryl?
Yeah, I definitely want to talk about the preparing of time, because I want to talk about time as a gift.
Mm.
And we have to understand that we don't know when our time is up, when, where, and how. We don't know. And the thing is, the time that we have, it's important for us to make a great impact of this time that we have, because it's a gift. So how we manage our time is something that we need to learn. And the one thing that we need to start to understand, it goes back to what I said just a couple of minutes ago, is be truthful with yourself. You need to start analyzing your lifestyle. Start analyzing the style of time that you, what are you doing with your time? Start logging in, what are you doing? Every day I plan my day and what needs to happen. And simply it's just saying you're honoring the time that God has given you on this earth to do with it. So much of the time, if your time is much spent in the bed to 2 o'clock in the day, sleeping, if you don't have a full-time job at night, and you're sleeping to 2 o'clock during the day, you need to reevaluate that.
Uh-oh.
Why are you sleeping to 2 o'clock in the day? And when you do get up, you watch soap operas for the rest of the day. So you may not, you don't understand where now is time for a little tough love here, but you need to start analyzing yourself. Because it's not about the other person, not about what your mama did, your sister did, your brother did, and everybody else did. But now take a responsibility if you're an adult. And I won't even say if you're an adult, because we're at a certain age, we stop waking up our children. We bought them all alarm clocks. My husband would tell me, because I would go around the house like a mad woman, get up, time to get up, time to get up, time to get up. And what he did was, when they got into middle school, he gave everyone their own personal alarm clock for their bedroom. And what that does is it gives you the point of saying, he bought them an alarm clock and a watch. For the simple reason is that you are responsible now for your time. And those things you teach a child at an early age, because what you spend your time doing when you're younger, it tends to continue on in your adult life, in your younger life. So in your young adult years and into your adult years. So if we learn good habits at home first and start to prioritize our life, because the first thing you need to do is analyze. Be truthful with yourself. The first thing you need to take an assessment. What am I doing? Write it down. You'd be amazed. If you're sleeping to 2 o'clock in the day and you don't have a nighttime job, then you need to assess that. Then you need, what the next step you need to do is prioritize what is important for my life right now. If you are a student, we tell our children have to write goals every single week. And the point is that they need to understand that it needs to be prioritized and it's not written down and the time is slotted out for it does not exist. Determine how much time that you need to do certain things and stay on task. It's too much of screen time, meaning computers and TV and stuff like that, and it's not benefiting you as a whole or anyone else. Now, if your career is watching it and you being a commentator for some of these shows, that's fine. But what I'm saying is if it's not giving you any life and it's not bringing you any good, or any good is coming of it, then you need to then prioritize your time more wisely. And what I would say is get a journal, start writing down. And then the next thing is I would say is utilize the present, like Greg said, now. There is no good and well ready time than now to start it. Someday may not ever come. What are you waiting for? Your time is precious. It's a gift. Would you throw away a diamond ring if someone gave it to you? Think of time as a diamond ring. Or think of time as something that you most precious, that means something precious to you. We need to learn how to make sure that when you do an appointment, be on time for that appointment. Stay on task. Don't let when somebody call you and disrupt your day, and you said, and then you are off on a tangent doing something else, and you know you're supposed to be doing a project done for your particular business or for someone else. Time management. Live it. Start prioritizing. Start analyzing. And start living in the present day and respect your time as a gift. Because we can walk and leap into those things and be ready for today and be good and then great. Greg?
Oh, my God, boy. Now we're flowing into time management skills. And time management skills are so important.
You know, I wanted to say this last thing. Life begins when you do. It does, because if you choose today to say that you draw the line in the sand that I'm going to start a new habit, time management may not be a problem for people. But I know some people that sleep until 2 o'clock in the day that doesn't have time management.
Mm.
And they do not have a full-time job.
Mm-mm.
And the point is that you need to start really evaluating why this is. Why this is. Because sleep will steal your dreams. Sleep will steal your dreams. It will steal your life. It will come. It's a silent thief, because we sleep through our times. Now, I will say, if you are in a depressed state, get professional help, because that probably needs medication and other things that needs to be up and going along with that. And there are that. And I will say, depression can be diagnosed with a mental disorder. So you need to, if there's something going on, please seek out some type of counseling. However, if that is not the case and you're just sleeping because you are lazy, then you need to reevaluate. Assess, prioritize, and utilize the present to start living and beginning to go on the path of success and get good, gooder, and great.
I don't know why that tickles my box anytime. She said, good, clear, and great. Oh, my God. But definitely, as my wife stated, and I'm resharing, your time management skills are so important. I can't say this enough. We all get the same 24 hours in the day. And we all get the same 24 hours in the day. That's an inside joke, as my wife is saying, wow. And for us to be able to utilize what we have or what we're doing at the present, it's almost as if all the passion that you may have, the things that you wish to achieve, all those other aspects that you would like to see occurring and reoccurring in your life, and you have the opportunity to take advantage of it, and you're wondering why certain things are not occurring in your path. Because the same time that those who are utilizing it properly are necessarily growing, expanding, even more preparation, maybe even sowing their time into others, because even if you're sowing your time into others, like say when you give yourself volunteerism and stuff like that, that's not wasted time. Because believe you me, let me be one of the first people to tell you, always give up yourself. Because when you give up yourself, you continue to receive more. I believe that wholeheartedly. This is not a situation where we're sitting here saying, okay, bury my head in the sand, and all I'm going to do is going to keep chugging, digging this hole. And I don't care about what's going on around me. I'm going to keep chugging. I'm going to keep digging. No. That's not what we're saying. You have to have an outlet where you're giving of yourself to empower others, to help others, to expand others. Because as you expand others, you're expanding yourself. See, what ends up happening a lot of times is people get a little too selfish, or they start to aspire and grow at certain levels and start to keep themselves away from those who they can effectively bless by sharing the information. And when you do that, now you become a harbor. It's not about the things that you purchase or the stuff you may acquire. Now you're harboring because you have an opportunity to keep the cycle growing and expand the cycle and watch other people if they listen to you. You see, I can respect them. Like if you share some information with someone that would be beneficial to them and they didn't know it, then you have a legitimate situation to say, you know what, I don't think I'm going to spend some time with these people. Dig them some fresh wine, and they're still coming to me with broken glasses, complaining about, oh, this is a glass. It's just themselves saying, you know what, I'm going to start with just getting a fresh glass. And as you share this information with me, maybe it won't slip out of this new glass because I got the broken glass because I don't need to be broken anymore. And as my wife was sharing, it sometimes civilization, because you can sit here day in, day out, hear positive thoughts, feelings, but if you're not positive within yourself, there's not going to be a true manifestation of what you hear. Because actually, you won't be able to have the ability to implement yourself. Because technically, you're going to, and I'll say it a third time, you are going to. You will self-destruct yourself. You will implode on yourself. Why? Not because you can't do it. It's that somewhere inertly within you, you are holding on to certain things, as my wife was stating, certain things people may have said, you can't do this, you aren't any good. You have to sometimes learn at a certain stage that there are people who are sent in your path to discourage you. They are there just to be the scarecrow. They are there to put the blocker in front of you to say, what you going to do? As I teach the kids football, I tell them all the time, someone standing in front of you, how you going to get around them? I don't know. You bigger than me, so I can't do it. Stop. That's the wrong excuse. So what do you do when someone puts something in front of you that appears you got to listen to my words, appears to stop you in your path, and you can't do it. What do you say to that? Do you succumb to the appearance and accept what is being shared to you? Or is that light that's dwelling inside of you that should always be on is strong enough to say, wait a minute, I know who I am. I may not have arrived to the point that I'm looking at, but I know a little bit better that I know this appearance is not going to keep me from succeeding to the levels of expectation that I put upon myself. And that's what we say all the time. One of the things that we do here at GregandCherylClark.com is that we're here to share information. We're here to expand consciousness. Not only in marriages, but in the whole overall aspect. Because there are too many times that people hear naysayers, and they allow the naysayers to keep resonating in their ears. Instead of taking the opportunity to say, you know what? Yeah, I heard this. Yeah, you're this, you're that, you're big, you're tall, you're big, you're fat, you're skinny, you're this, you're that, blah, 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 blah. Those are all semantics. Those are all temporal situations. That's why when something like that appears in your path, you should always have the gumption and the understanding to understand that personally, you can say what you want, but you're not stopping me from where I'm going this in this particular way. And if you know that you're not the one that's trying to self-depreciate yourself, then there's nothing that will ever stop you. Because just like I say all the time, there will be bumps in the road, you will trip, you will slip, you will fall, you will make mistakes, you will curse, you'll fall up, you'll fall down, everything else in between. But with each experience that comes in your path, make sure that it's something that you learn from it. Because as long as that you keep your mindset open to learning, that means the universe is always there as a wealth and a resource for you to dip in. Cheryl?
I also wanted to mention that, that's really good, Greg, the positive thinking alone is not enough. To have a positive attitude is not just enough. Because what it will do is it will start sifting, but it's just enough to start sifting out the people that don't belong in your life out of your life. So that's what I want you to understand, is that what happens is that what we're attempting to do with GregandCheryl.com, GregandCherylClark.com, and motivating marriages to stay together, we believe that marriages are being attacked. Families are being broken. And we are here to help move the barriers that is holding them back from just taking the steps that need to be taken to succeed in a healthy relationship. So what it can be done, and it just goes beyond positive thinking. It connects with the understanding that I had my fault. He's not perfect. She's not perfect. But I'm confident that I married the right one. Mm. I'm confident that doing with the time that I put into it, because the first 2 years may be bliss. Mm. It may be wonderful. You still may be, you know, in just, you know, la la land. And it may be all good, and you're dancing in a bed of roses. That's nice. But the point is that weeds sometime come in your garden. And when weeds come in the garden, what do you do with the weeds? And I know that I'm not a gardener, but I do know when weeds come into the garden, you got to pull the weeds up. Mm. And weeds will come in your garden. However, when weeds come, you got to start to pull them up. And what's at the bottom of the weed is roots. So what I'm telling you is weeds can either overtake your relationship, because I've seen a garden that wasn't – we used to live next to a building that was – they had – it was a garden. It wasn't a garden. First, it was a bed of weeds. Greg, you remember next to my grandmother's home, it was a bed of weeds over there before they built the park. It was just overgrown with weeds. And one day the community got together and said, we're going to make this into a park and a garden. What they did was they picked up all the weeds, made a garden in the corner, a park for the children to play. So the thing is there for you. We're not saying tear it all down. Sometimes you do got to tear it all down to build it back up. But when they did clear all those weeds, built a garden, and we were in charge of, I remember the kids was in charge of planting the little flowers there. They got the whole community together. And guess what? We had to maintain the garden. Because the weeds are trying to grow back. Point is that in life, you got to understand that there is going to be weeds. There are going to be things that are going to try to overtake you. But if you create a foundation that you know with positivity and let that overtake you, it will sift out the weeds in your life. And you'll be able to maintain it with the systems and the things that people in your life that is for your relationship, that's least to help you transform your relationship into a positive one, to get good, gooder, and great. And to pursue those dreams that you guys did talk about before and hopefully that you did talk about before you engaged into getting married. Because you need to have a conversation, and you guys need to revisit that, and to know that that person that you married 5 years ago is not the same individual.
Wow.
We grow. And sometimes some of us grow and some of us don't.
Mm.
So you got to understand, you need to grow together. Because if you don't grow together, you're going to be at one plateau and he's going to be another, or she's going to be at one plateau, he's going to be another, and then you're always going to be at different levels. And then what happens is one person feels like they're dragging the other.
Mm.
So there's something that needs to happen in you.
And it's almost like you're dragging garbage or you're dragging extra baggage present day.
Yeah, if you don't allow yourself to grow together, and change has to happen, it's evolution. If change does not happen in the world, like when with Barack Obama being the first African American in office, if you go back to when, how many, we could say the 60s, that wasn't even heard of. Like even entertaining African American as a leader of a nation? Are you kidding me? The point is, evolution, growth needs to happen for mankind as a whole. So in order for people to grow, continuously be happy, continuously have some type of dream to occur. Being married, you have to be on the same page, right?
Very, very true. I mean, if you didn't understand that you got some nuggets, you got some body blows today that were good for you, you got some head shots to stimulate the brain, you even got some things to pop you in the mouth, to keep your mouth shut so you can listen with the two ears that God and the universe has given you. And as we have a couple of minutes left, this is our time to start winding down, to always say thank you for taking the opportunity to listen to us either live or on other apparatuses. And the information that we share is always from copyrighted by Greg and CherylClark.com. And, you know, we're always here to share and to be eloquent and to see the best in you. Even if you don't necessarily feel it at that particular time, then we're here to encourage you. We're here to help you be stimulative towards a positive affirmation within yourself so you can make a positive destination for yourself. And I know my wife has some thoughts to share towards the end of something that we're preparing to do on April 11th. And, you know, it's this week. And if you're going to take advantage of it, you only have a few days to take advantage of it. And Cheryl Clark is now on the line.
So if we're going to be having Friday night's coaching, group coaching, and if you are in the New York State, tri-state area, you are welcome to come out. You can go to our Facebook page at Greg and Cheryl Clark, Gregory and Cheryl Clark, Facebook page, and there's an event there. Or you can inbox us for more information if you're going to be in that area. And we are excited to have you. We'll be honored to have you. It's only $45, and we usually are not charging $45. It's usually $100 to attend. So I just want to let you know, please take advantage of that. We would love to have you. Light refreshments, even child care is available. And we would love to have you and see you and be encouraged. We encourage you all to attend. It will be a small group, but Greg and I will be facilitating. And I'm sure you will come out transformed and informed. Greg?
Very good. Betty Gould. As, you know, a famous former athlete, you say, Betty Gould. America's been Betty Gould to me. And one of the things that we want you to take advantage of these times and these situations, the other thing that I would love to share and talk about, but we really can't really let the cat out the bag, is that, you know, we were allowed to have a connection not too long ago, within the past week, that seems to be starting to bear some fruit from us with some other endeavors, which we technically will not, you know, share until things are finalized. But just don't be surprised that you'll be able to hear and see us in a different way and in a different expression. And we just seen how this particular time flows and goes in order for us to reach that point. Do you think that... is that's kind of true what I'm saying, Cheryl?
Absolutely. Just make sure we'll keep you in our prayers, and if you keep us in yours, and we look forward to really connecting with you in person and via webinars, via email, via all this good technology. We do love to hear your questions, and you can inbox us at any time. We love to hear any suggestions that you may have that you would like to hear about, any topics that you would like us to discuss. You can always inbox us at our Facebook page or email us. We would love to hear from you because we are excited about our next endeavors that is happening. It's a lot of things down the pipeline. We can't keep it all abreast of it all, but we are excited about what's happening and what God is doing in our lives. And we do appreciate you, and we would love for you to connect with us as well. Okay?
Definitely. And so, and one of the things I'll say, I've been getting a lot of inquiries from certain individuals, and I always tell them same thought, same expression. If you're inquiring about me, it's a package deal. So if you're inquiring about me or just throwing out feelers about me speaking or sharing or anything like that, we are a package deal. Because one of the things that I'm starting to learn as my wisdom is, and I feel my wisdom expanding, is that what we have to present to the world is going to be a blessing. Not what I'm going to share or even what Cheryl's going to share. What are we going to share? Now, there will be certain times that Cheryl will speak at certain that are towards women, and I do the same for men. But technically, you know, what we share is to the benefit for everyone, and we just like to let that be known out there that, you know, you are dealing with a package deal, and as always, we expect you and ourselves to breathe life and love daily. Remember, Greg Cheryl Clark is our Twitter handle. You want to hit us up on Facebook, you can go to facebook.com/ Greg and Cheryl Clark, or for this particular avenue, facebook.com/ The Couples TV Show. So until Wednesday evening at 6:30 p.m., this is Gregory Clark.
And Cheryl Clark.
And we see nothing but peace. Elevate yourself and continue to allow your dream and your journey to be at one. So until next time, we'll see you then.